your mid-morning programme, your award-winning mid-morning programme. Melvin will be back on Monday morning, full of the joys of spring, no doubt. But it means he's going to miss out on this, because I get to catch up with a man Melvin has spoken to in the past, ahead of the grand adventure. And now I get to catch up with Alex Collard from Little By Them. And now he has actually driven 6,000 miles across the north of Africa. Morning, Alex.
Morning, hello.
That must have been a bit challenging, keeping the sand out of your alternator or your whatever it is.
Yeah, there is lots of sand. Yeah, it gets everywhere.
Yeah, I can imagine. So you set out on this challenge to drive 6,000 miles across Morocco in the Western Sahara. Was there any particular reason behind this decision?
Well, we've been on similar trips before, and we love the off-road driving. We love the whole experience, so we just had to do it again. We've been to Morocco before to raise charity, so yeah, to go for it again was brilliant.
Great. So you were actually raising money for charity doing this, were you?
That's right. Yeah, at the same time as doing the trip, we raise awareness for the Mercy Corps, who do sort of humanitarian charity, who we've been fundraising for the last four trips now.
So, you're going to have to tell me a bit more about Mercy Corps. Genuinely, I don't think it's a charity I've ever heard of before.
Oh, right. They are a very large charity. They cover sort of all over the world, really. They do projects such as putting in waterways, humanitarian projects such as helping out those in need, project disaster, all sorts of things, really. So it's quite a wide range.
And how much money have you managed to raise for them with this last trip?
On this one, we just hit £1,400, which is brilliant.
It takes a lot of raising charity money, doesn't it? Especially in this climate. You've done a fantastic job. Presumably, you had to fork out quite a lot of money to go and do this challenge anyway. What was the preparation like?
It was a fairly short notice, really. Our first one unfortunately failed because we had an engine failure. So we got down to France and the engine gave up, so we had to abort the last attempt. So the most recent attempt a few weeks ago was just a few weekends after doing a full engine rebuild. So it was all a bit last minute, to be honest with you.
And what kind of a vehicle did you use?
It's a 1963 Land Rover Series 2A.
Oh my goodness. I want a 1965 Land Rover. I wouldn't want to go up the road to the post office in that. It can't have been a very comfy ride.
It's certainly not comfortable.
So there you go. You've rebuilt the engine.
Yep.
What kind of preparation did you do yourself? You must have to be quite fit to go all these distances, presumably in the hot and the, you know, it must be grueling to be bounced around in this vehicle all day.
You do get bounced around quite a lot, but you get used to it, really. Yes, it was sort of fairly used to sort of being bounced around, and it's very, very hot inside. It's normally hotter inside than it is outside, because there's obviously no air conditioning. It's just open up half open a window. I think the highest temperature we got this time was around about 43 degrees Celsius, so it's fairly warm.
Oh, you're having a laugh. No, seriously, you couldn't pay me enough to do that, couldn't you? You've taken something air-conditioned.
No, that'd take away the fun.
Yeah, we'll have to agree to disagree on that one, Alex. So you say you've done something like this before. Did you not learn your lesson?
No, we quite liked the lessons that we learnt. We quite liked playing it to the basics. So
you've gone, let me have a look, you travel as a team, Rusty Rhinos.
That's right, yes.
It says here you've been to Kazakhstan, Russia, the Ukraine. Now, I could cope with that. Mongolia.
Yeah, Mongolia.
Maybe not right in the depths of winter, but that's more like my kind of climate. Do you prefer the desert to all the mountains and the snow and the cold?
Well, we prefer the hot to the cold, yeah, that's definitely the case. Mongolia's hot, Kazakhstan's hot, been to Algeria, Tunisia, and this time, of course, here, Morocco and the Western Sahara. So we do try to go for the hot places, but you never know, next adventure might be somewhere completely different.
So you're a relatively young man, you're just 30 years old. It
That's
sounds
right.
Like you've set yourself up for a life of forgive me, but I pity the woman that marries you, because I get the feeling she's never going to get the holidays or the kitchen she wants, because you're going to be doing up old Land Rovers and heading around the world.
Well, I am married, but she is very supportive.
Oh, is she?
Yes. She's very understanding.
Well, I pity Mrs. Collard. Let me give you a high five, Mrs. Collard, for putting up with this.
Yeah, she deserves it.
Does she help with the planning and stuff?
She does, yeah. She's involved with selecting the car in the first place a few years ago, and she's supportive and sort of gives us ideas for things. Yeah.
Oh no, she's a bright woman. I've just realised how she actually got her revenge on you going away. If she helped pick the car, is that why you got one without air conditioning? Perhaps.
Perhaps.
So, Alex, have you got any plans for doing anything in the future?
We're certainly going to do another trip. That's no doubt about that. We're not quite sure yet where we're going to go. We'd love to go back to Mongolia. We'd love to go to the Sahara again. But we'll just have to see.
Okay. Now, if there's one story from this recent trip that you can share with us, you know, something funny, something ghastly.
Mm.
Come on, just give us a glimpse. Paint us a picture of a moment that stands out in the memory.
Well, let's think. Driving at night, slightly lost, across sand dunes in a 1963 Land Rover. I think it has to be a highlight.
And then did you wake up in a sweat? You see, that's what I'd be needing to happen.
No, we kept relatively calm, even though we did get stuck in a sand dune on one occasion. But no, it adds to the experience.
Well, Alex, rather you than me. There you are. Alex Collard is taking the time to come and join us in our Grantham studio this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Alex, thank you. And please keep in touch. We want to hear about your other adventures. There we are. Alex Collard. God dear. Can you imagine that? That to me sounds like, it's like the times where I dream I've gone into the newsroom to read the news and I've forgotten all my scripts and there's no audio. And then, thank goodness, I wake up. But that was real. It's in the desert in the middle of the night in an old lorry. Oh, dearie, dearie me. Lost. No thank you. But at least he's willing to do it, raising a lot of money for good causes. We're always interested to hear about your stories here on BBC Radio Lincolnshire.